Much of the coverage following the announcement that the U.S. government is taking over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has focused on how this will affect the U.S. mortgage industry. But there's something that might be even more important. These U.S. mortgage giants are central tools in maintaining the U.S. position in the world economy. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
We are going to talk about how the global economy works here, but it's going to be fun. There's no jargon, I promise. In fact, in a minute or so, you'll meet a real amusement park sideshow carny. But first, some basics. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were designed by Congress to serve one purpose, to allow more Americans to buy homes. They do this by effectively making mortgages cheaper. But over the past few years, entirely by accident, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have taken on a new role. They recycle the dollars we send to China back into the United States. Let me explain by taking you to Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York. The city is holding an electronics recycling program here today in a parking lot. People drive up, a bunch of city staffers take the junk electronics out of their cars. Like, here's Anita and Eric Posen.
What'd you get rid of?
Printer.
It looked like a new one.
No, I have a new printer. That's why I got rid of this one. So hopefully somebody can use it.
Where do you think they made that printer?
Probably overseas.
Probably Red China.
Japan? I don't know.
Did you have to borrow money to get the new printer?
It's on the credit card.
Well, we did borrow money, but it's on the credit card.
There are massive piles of computers and TVs and printers. A sanitation official says it's around 30 tons, you know, 60,000 pounds. And this is one day. They do a bunch of these each year. Much of this stuff, probably most, was made in China. We buy a lot more from China than they buy from us each year. That's what the trade deficit means. Every day, China ends up with about a billion new U.S. dollars. What do they do with all that money? Well, China lends it back to us. That has been a central dynamic in the world economy for years. U.S. consumers buy a lot of stuff from China. China lends the money back to us, and then we buy more stuff from China. China doesn't just give each of us credit cards or a bank loan, obviously. What they do is much more massive. It's lending money wholesale. The way China does it, well, one of the main ways is they buy bonds issued by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Anybody else? So winner every game will get a prize every time? Come on in, sweetheart. You're ever seen here. Who else wants it?
The recycling event is right next door to the down-on-its-luck Coney Island Carnival Arcade. Howie Montebianco is running a game called Kentucky Derby. You throw rubber balls into these little holes, then the balls roll out and you throw them in again.
And the more balls you get in, the quicker your Kentucky Derby horse advances.
That's Gina Quattrochi. She told me she runs an organization for people with AIDS. I told her I want to use this Kentucky Derby game as an analogy for the U.S.-China a financial relationship. To my shock, she jumped right in.
So the balls are dollars.
The balls are dollars, or $1 trillion.
Or trillion dollars
in trade deficit.
And you're throwing the dollars to China.
We're throwing the dollars to China.
And then they send the dollars back.
Right. So we can buy more things that we can't afford.
The U.S. government rescued Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac yesterday, and they rescued the recycling process that gets our money for the things we buy from China back to us in the form of loans so we can buy some more stuff. A lot of economists say this is not sustainable in the long run, but it would be really painful to lose it in the short run. Adam Davidson, NPR News.